Live from the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, this is Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. And I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg. I gotta say, as a Canadian, Michigan feels very homey to me. We drink pop. We play euchre. We had to fashion our Halloween costumes so they fit over our ski suits. And we all know that at the end of the night, when the clothes come off, the socks always stay on. We have a great show for you, including a homegrown sports writer and a celebrity milliner. That's right, I said milliner. But first, please welcome a man who is half Wolverine, half Spartan, but all heart. Our one-man house band, Jonathan Coulton.
Hello, everybody.
Our first game is called Can't Place the Place Name. And here to play, we have Saladin Ahmed and Natalie Tronson. Saladin, how did I do with your name, all right?
You did fantastic, yeah.
You are a Hugo Award nominee, and if you don't know what that is, it's an annual award for science fiction and fantasy works. What was the name of the book?
The novel is called Throne of the Crescent Moon.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, they're excited.
It's a fantasy novel, Lord of the Rings meets the Arab Spring. And that's actually fairly accurate.
And Natalie, you are, this is also amazing, a neuroscientist specializing in memory and learning, including fear memory. Now, this is really just for my own personal thing. I got to talk to you for a second. I don't really... What do you do with fear memory? How do you cure it? How do you soothe it?
Well, I don't cure it. I induce it. So you'll have to... I can make you afraid.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's a fun game. All right, so how do you frighten mice? What's the easiest way?
Well, what we do in the lab is we take the mouse and we put it into a box, and then we let it explore the box for a minute, and then we give it a little foot shock on its feet, which it doesn't like very much, but it doesn't really hurt it. They jump and squeak. And then the next day when we put them back in the box, they show all of these kinds of defensive behaviors, which are similar to what humans do, which include what I'm doing now, which is shaking. True story.
So we know how to do it, we don't know what to do about it.
Exactly.
This is where we're at.
Other people are working on
okay,
that.
That's the other half of the people. Okay, we have a great game for you. Jonathan, when we're on the road all the time, as we are, do you ever forget where we are?
Usually, I don't even know where we are right now. It usually helps to remember the name of the town if it's named after someone. For instance, Ann Arbor, allegedly, is named after the wives of the city's founders.
Ooh, I want to be an alleged wife.
It's important to have a dream, I suppose.
I think you're right.
In this game, we're going to ask you about other places named after people, but there's a little twist. We're going to ask you to combine each place name with the name of a completely different person. So, for an example, let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky.
If we said, long before the NFL's Jaguars arrived, the singer of That's the Way Love Goes and Nasty Boys liked to kick back in this northern Florida city, the answer would be Janet Jacksonville.
It's very unsettling.
Yeah.
Well, I understand.
It's Miss Jacksonville if you're nasty. Sorry.
Who's in the shock box now, Natalie?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. A famous interior designer, business owner, and ex-con likes to kick back in this ritzy vacation island off the coast of Massachusetts. Saladin.
Martha Stewart's Vineyard?
Yes.
There are always a lot of home improvements underway when a certain 90s sitcom star spends time in this Pennsylvania city, immortalized in a Billy Joel song. Saladin.
Tim Allenville. Tim Allentown, Tim Allentown.
Usually at this point I say, Natalie, can you steal it?
Tim Allentown.
Tim Allentown is correct.
I just realized you'd realized a tactic. You can just say the person's name and add like Ville or Town to the end of it.
You probably get it right.
That's a possibility.
That's good enough.
The Twin City to Minneapolis is straight up the favorite hotspot for this singer, choreographer, and former American Idol judge. Saladin.
St. Paula Abdul.
Yes, that is correct.
Just south of New York City, you'll find a landmass where immigrants once came to America, decked out in natural fabrics and oversized shoulders in outfits inspired by an iconic 80s fashion designer. I know, what?
Perry Ellis Island?
Oh, God.
That's exactly right.
That's right, Perry Ellis Island.
This legendary Las Vegas performer says Donk a Shane every time he visits the second largest city in Indiana, which is home to the burial place of Johnny Appleseed. Saladin.
Wayne Newtonville?
Someday maybe that will be a place.
That sounds like an amazing restaurant.
Natalie, he did give you a clue. Do you think he can steal it?
It's the second largest city in Indiana, which is home to the burial place of someone I thought didn't actually exist. Johnny Appleseed.
I have no idea, but I want to say Wayne Bloomington.
Anyone out there? Wow, in unison, well done.
That's right, Fort Wayne Newton. Nicely done, crowd.
And this is your last question. Don't kill any mockingbirds in this historic West Virginia city, notable for John Brown's raid in 1859. Saladin.
Harper Lee's Ferry.
That is correct.
The winner of Can't Place the Name is, I can't place the name. No, yes, I can, it's Saladin. Way to go.
Well done, Natalie. And Saladin, congratulations. We will see you at the end of the show.